This is Dr. Jeff Kane with Healthcare as Though People Matter. Although a recent Gallup poll reported that 3 out of 5 Americans favor national single-payer health insurance, a substantial number disagree and even want to repeal Obamacare, leaving tens of millions without coverage. In town hall meetings all over the country, people have cried to their representatives that had they not had insurance, they or a loved one would have died. Opponents of universal coverage reply, "That'd be too bad, but I shouldn't have to pay for your misfortune." Yes, that seems to be the core of opposition to single payer. I will not pay for your medical care. Well, this is a point worth addressing. After all, I don't pay your plumber when your sink clogs, so why should I pay for your medical care? This makes sense in the case of clogged sinks, but it misunderstands the very nature of insurance. Paying other people's costs and them paying our costs is the essence of virtually all insurance. Insurance is a means of spreading risk. If you don't want to pay for anyone else's care, don't carry health insurance, but then you'll be responsible for paying 100% of your care. The reason precious few of us voluntarily take that gamble is that a single hospitalization these days can result in bankruptcy or the loss of our home. One opposition comment that is hard to ignore is this one. Why should I pay to treat those many patients whose illness or injury comes from an unhealthy lifestyle that they themselves chose? Why charge me to fix a smoker's lungs or an alcoholic's liver? Why should I pay to treat someone who's eaten their way into diabetes or hypertension? Especially in America, illness resulting from lifestyle is a huge issue, and a hard one to draw borders around. If we deny treatment for a smoker's emphysema, should we also deny cardiac care to the hard-driving type A executive? I don't have an answer, only the urgent recommendation that we make this issue the subject of a national conversation. If we wind up with a plan that doesn't cover the tens of millions of Americans who can't afford health insurance, consider what will happen when they get sick. They'll go to emergency rooms, just like they do now, but in ever greater numbers. As a former emergency physician, I can testify that the ER is one of every hospital's most expensive services, since it needs to maintain a wide range of equipment and train its staff to the nth degree. And, by law, it can't turn away indigent patients. So if our local ER is a money loser now, how will it do when its non-paying clientele quadruples? Hospitals will need to raise their rates for those of us who are insured and will see our premiums skyrocket. Whether we insure the indigent or not, we will pay. Of course, we can solve that problem with legislation relieving ERs of the mandate to treat those who can't pay. Just let them go without, and hopefully they'll die on their streets, not on ours. But is that the America we want? This has been Dr. Jeff Kane reminding you that it's genuine health care only when people matter.
Jeff Kane is a physician and writer in Nevada City, California. His latest book is Healing Healthcare: How Doctors and Patients Can Heal Our Sick System.